Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Still go. You don't need experience.
105.7 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app. And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
CFW.
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Feel like I've been locked out of hell, mom.
Chippewa Valley weekends never sounded so good.
80s, 90s, and more.
All weekend long. 105.7 CFW.
The world and everything you ask to brace yourself. You're crazy, beast. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike
has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15.
Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for grant funding to expand the recreational fishing community. According to a press release, the DNR is offering reimbursement grants of up to $5,000 for things like angler education programs, accessible fishing training, and camp fishing programs for kids. Funding for the Angler Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Program comes from the Federal Sport Fish Restoration Fund. A total of $30,000 is available for distribution among grant applicants. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court is poised to consider a case involving a conversion therapy ban. Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call filed the lawsuit after the Republican-controlled state legislature blocked a rule that would have banned the controversial practice years ago, arguing that the move violated the state constitution's separation of powers clause. The state Supreme Court is expected to hear oral arguments on whether the state legislature overstepped their constitutional bounds in the case in mid-January. The attorney who represented Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes during an investigation into his conduct as sheriff is now suing the county for legal fees. Richard Hodsdon is claiming over $27,000 in legal fees are due to him for representing an elected county official in the matter. The Chippewa County Board recently voted against paying the legal fees after being advised by the county's liability insurance company to deny the claim. In a statement, Sheriff Hakes noted that he is not a party in the lawsuit. The memorial for a Cameron police officer killed in the line of duty over a year ago was officially unveiled on Wednesday. The memorial at the Village Hall in Cameron honors Officer Hunter Scheel, who was killed alongside Chetek police officer Emily Breidenbach last year. The two were killed after conducting a high-risk traffic stop of Glenn Perry, who then shot at both Officer Scheel and Breidenbach, but was shot and killed as well during the incident. The memorial also honors Officer Scheel's service with the National Guard before joining the department. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low upper teens to 20. With sunshine for tomorrow, it'll warm up into the low 40s for a high. Increasing clouds for Sunday, highs right around 40 degrees, then a chance of showers into Sunday night. It's 24 right now.
CFW.
And more 105.7 CFW.
Oh, I tried before to tell her.
Serving Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley.
We're your first choice for fun music.
1057 CFW.
Your half of the flesh and blood.